The LHC, in some sense, is just pure exploration. And the LHC will be able to bang particles together harder than we've ever banged them together before. So in some sense, the LHC is just a pure leap into the dark. Now, of course, we all have our guesses as to what we'll see. So what I hope, personally, is that we'll find the Higgs boson, and this thing that gives mass to all other particles. But then I hope we find something completely bonkers besides that, because we have so many unsolved problems. There are as many models of what we will see as there are theorists writing papers. In fact, it's worse than that. There are as many predictions of what we will see as there are papers written by theorists, which is sort of 10 times the number of theorists times the number of years since they came out of graduate school. So we really need to find something completely unexpected to show us the way, to give us a push, to point us, you know, how we can get around the wall and stop banging our head against it. You know, we always fear that the really interesting physics may be hidden from us, not, you know, by we're not clever enough or not by, you know, we can't come up with a good enough model. They could just be hidden from us by sheer brute force, that the interesting physics happens at some enormous mass or some huge energy that we'd never be able to create on Earth. Einstein was fond of saying that nature is subtle, but she's not malicious. But, you know, that would be an example of nature just being downright mean, taking the good physics and hiding it way off out of reach. And so I would really love to be in a situation where this interesting physics was at low energies, where we could get at it.